there's something inside you.
Welcome to Movies Bros episode 122. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
What's wrong, Cody? You okay?
I'm fine, man. I'm fine. Just you and that goddamn song, I swear.
What song? What are you talking about? What song would that be, Cody?
You know, like the song you were just singing about 30 seconds ago before you press the record button?
Which one, Cody? Please. Which one?
I can't repeat it. I don't want to fucking repeat it. I don't want to think about it.
Would it have an H starting off with an H?
Fucking H in it. Yeah.
Does it go, like something like?
No.
Something like that, maybe.
Goddamn songs in that soundtrack. You see the same fucking ones.
Because that one's awesome. That's why. Okay, cherry bomb. I can sing that one.
I said that more. Damn, that's the first time I heard you sing that.
That's the second time. I sung it in a review last night.
So I got to give that hooked up feeling in the brain. God damn it.
All right. Ooga chaka, ooga. I love you, James Gunn. You are the man. You're my man. People, like I said, man, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Cody's having a brain seizure right about now.
Fucking aneurysm.
Don't worry. Hey, I'll create that Caesar vaccine to get you back to life then.
Do something, shit.
I don't know how I do that, but hey, I'll find something. Don't worry. I'll get CJ to be Koba.
Okay, I know about all that.
You know what? He can be, Maurice is likable. Never mind.
He could be that ape that Koba threw over the railing.
Oh, wait, that'd make me Koba then. Hold on.
Well, hey, you're kind of doing right now. I don't know why.
I don't know about that now. I'm not the I'm Caesar, man. Come on now. Oh. I'm Caesar now. Hold on. You're my son. You're the one that's tricked by CJ in his way. So it's up to me to bring you back. Because I am the hero.
Such bullshit.
And then I gotta have that big fight with CJ at the end where I just drop his ass off a fucking rail and let him fall down and hit 20 tons of metal on his way down as well. People, we got a lot of questions, man. A lot of fucking questions, which I would assume because we did a lot of podcasts last week. So
that's good. That means people listening.
That's right. That's right. We got Box Office Talk, which did something very very well for the month of August, to say that at least. I can see why Nolan pushed Interstellar to November this year. Because August is usually his month. Let's see, where are we at? We got Blu-ray releases. And then we got some trailer talk with Cody's favorite movie of the year that everybody keeps talking shit about.
Oh, really? My favorite movie? Damn. You have a crystal ball, Magic 8-Ball, or something like that?
Nah, we saw it the other day, remember? You liked it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't remember?
Yes. Did you drug me again?
Yeah, Cody, come on, I drug you every time you come over here now. Come on. Why do you think I'm so offering of drinks?
Okay.
Here, man, just drink it, dude. Just drink it, whatever. We were sitting up there having a good-ass time, whatever. I was like, I know he's going to agree with me on this now.
Yeah, right. Swear you want.
I seriously hope that movie's good. I'm not going to lie. And I'm not saying that just because I want to see a good movie. I just can't wait to see the look on everybody's face when they realize they've seen a good movie.
I'm the the same way.
Now, if it's bad, me and you going to be quiet. Exactly. Shit, I was on your side, man, the whole time.
Shit, I was like, fuck that movie the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like, you know, I was just trying to see it from another perspective, you know, just like.
See, I was just trying to be fair, you know, but now I see the light.
See, I was being fair, but in the back of my mind, I knew. I knew it was going to be shit, see, but I was just like giving it that chance, you know, because, you know, it was just a trailer. You see what I'm saying now? You get what I'm saying now? God, that's like a part of me should say, but like, why do you care anyway? But another part of me is going to be like, I know people's going to fucking message my ass. I'm about, you see, I told you it's going to be shit. And I'm just like,
oh, you know, they're going to come out in droves. Like, B1, you asshole. I told you.
You sat up there for 2 fucking months or whatever, singing that song and talking about how you just think the Ninja Turtle movie going to be good. I don't know why my fans sound like rednecks right now.
That's from Ohio. What the hell?
They sound like Tyrone. No, not Tyrone. Fucking Clayton Bigsby from Special.
Got to sound like Yondu.
Yeah. Got to channel my inner redneck right about now. Hey, baby brother. My inner Merle. And you know, I'm not gonna call them rednecks. I'm just gonna call them Merles. that's my tone for them.
Merles. He has more politically correct too. Sound
like it. Yeah. I was watching that episode of Walking Dead in season one where you like, Merle's just talking shit to the T-Dog or whatever. And a part of me was just like, get him, T-Dog. Don't let that bite. And then when he whoops T-Dog's ass, he just like, damn, nigga.
And then you realize when they do a T-Dog's character afterwards, you're like, you know, he kind of deserved that, T-Dog.
I was like, damn, man, you make me want to, I'm joining the redneck side now. Shit, you deserve that ass whooping shit. Fucking nigga. get your poor pathetic excuse ass up now, whatever. Oh, best part of T-Dog's him dying.
Oh, that was the greatest part. I love that.
Funny thing is, that was his best part.
I love how they show the acrobat too. He's just like a pump of meat.
that brother looked like a 6-piece drumstick. That dude looked like a bucket of KFC with some red sauce on the side and shit. Oh shit, I was waiting for the. You notice the zombies didn't touch his ass out, but they ate Lori's ass afterwards and shit, so what does that tell you? They was like, we don't want diabetes.
You don't want the peace with the whole thing.
With the whole thing, whatever shit. That was CJ. CJ kind of looked like Tyree.
Wait, Tyrese or...
T-Dog, I mean.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, he don't look like Tyrese. He acts like Tyrese, but he looks like T-Dog. Yeah,
you're right about that, actually.
He does, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. Except he's darker.
Yeah.
And he actually... I was going to say he does more, but then I thought about it, and it was just you're like...
Right. No.
Yeah, they about the same, actually.
CJ is our T-Dog.
Yeah, exactly. I can see T-Dog walking up to them and be like, hey, I know I'm American now.
Exactly.
And then the camera just zooms off of him. I could see that happening, so yeah. But you know what? Enough talking about CJ. We can get in his ass in the darkness.
Oh, we will.
Because I will talk about his ass now, whatever, for losing something. But you know what? Like I said, man, we got a lot of fucking questions, and I'm just going to go hit right into it. And
let's do it.
Lincoln, he says from... Day one, he said, what news are you guys most excited to hear about from this year's Comic-Con? I literally was looking forward to the Interstellar panel.
News I was looking most forward to.
You know, I didn't really, I didn't know what was coming out on the panel, to be honest.
Yeah, did we get a similar question on the darkness? Well, shit, you know, we lost that second, never mind.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
So it'll be answered this again.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking forward to see what DC was bringing to the table, because like I said in the last segment, they had a lot to make up for this year,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they quite did that. Like, all the Batman stuff was cool, mm-hmm. But other than that, it was like, so.
Huh, I don't know, I didn't know what was coming out, to be honest, because I didn't really look it up, so I didn't really have any, I mean, if you really thought, I guess I could just say Marvel and DC. But other than that, I didn't really know what else was going on. I mean, every other news to me sounded like, as far as the ones we covered, which was Godzilla and shit like that. I was just like, eh. So, and then all the stuff, most of the stuff we did talk about, I didn't even know about in general, like the Guardians of the Galaxy animated cartoon series they're about to make. I didn't even know that was coming out. So, I guess I could just go with DC and Marvel, whatever DC, I mean, but that's every year though, whatever DC or Marvel about to put out. So,
yeah.
Rodrigo. Says, you say you're not missing much because you have internet, P1. So do you really feel that way, or is there nothing like the con experience? I think it's worth it the first time, but nowadays, I think, back then it used to be, but nowadays it gets leaked before it even appears at the con.
Or shit during it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what, it just, that, and then next, you know, it just makes me be like, oh, I just watch it from the comfort of my bed. I don't have to worry about standing in lines or nothing like that. So yeah, for me, I don't really give a fuck about being there.
Especially when it's only like 10 to 20 seconds of footage.
Mm-hmm.
Some dudes staring at each other.
Granted, yeah.
It looked kind of cool, but really?
Or just to hear some announcement of this getting made, it was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
Yeah.
So, we'll, you know, that's just nothing that's making me wish I'm glad I stayed in line for fucking 5 hours. So.
The best thing I can say about the con, I think, is all the stuff outside of the con itself. Like, San Diego just turned like some big-ass party during that time.
Hell yeah.
And it is fun as shit.
And if you're into the merchandise and shit like that.
Yeah, there's that too. I mean, they have all these little specials outside. I remember last year, they had the Godzilla thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They had, like, that Avengers little photo thing.
Oh, the little the shield setup thing they had and shit like that. And I want to say the year before that, didn't they have, like, some Django shit going on as well, too?
I think they did.
Because I remember Tony was telling us, he was like, yeah, I'm looking for one of them Django coins or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Even they had, like, monitors everywhere. If you remember, like, last year, they had that Spider-Man footage showing.
Oh, yes, right, they did.
And that was, like, everywhere. They had, like, big monitors, like, all the way down, like, outside the convention center.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, yeah, I guess that's more of the experience. You know, that actually is better than those fucking panels behind.
Yeah, man, like a bar hopping, the parties we were going to, man, I had a fucking blast doing that shit. That has nothing to do with the actual con itself, you know?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the con. Cody told me about Batman. Like I said, I've said it plenty of times. Cody told me about Batman vs. Superman on the drive to that motherfucker, so.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I personally saw it from the comfort of my own seating and everything like that, and have to struggle. I'm not a big fan of big crowds anymore.
I can't sit through that shit.
Same here, whatever. I mean, if it's something I'm going to enjoy, if it is, let's say it's Avengers 2, Batman vs. Superman, or something like that, I will not watch that movie in a crowded, jam-packed theater like that and shit. And as much as that experience seems nice, whatever, I want to be able to fucking enjoy myself and be comfortable.
Exactly.
So, that's just me personally, but yeah. We got a shitload. Amethyst Chaos, she says, that picture of the new Wonder Woman looks like fan art from the late 2000s on DeviantArt, and in fact, there is much better fan art of Wonder Woman's costume on DeviantArt. Do you, Cody, and P1 think that they were better off using costume designs on that site? Because you can go and search DeviantArt for practical costumes, and those will be much better than the official costume. Man, we see that a lot, Amethyst Chaos. We see a lot of fan work that's been done as far as the test footage for Deadpool.
Yeah.
You ain't, I get tired of people like, why don't they make that movie? You know goddamn well they ain't gonna make that movie, man.
Ain't happening.
People come up with ideas all the time of what shit look like. Hell, we do it a lot on here and shit like that. We talked about shortening Wonder Woman's skirt and shit like that. You think they're gonna do it? No. Seen a lot of cool concepts for just not on DeviantArt, but everywhere of what they could do, but not gonna get done.
Yeah, from the picture of Amethyst Chaos posted on Twitter, that should look perfect.
Yeah, that should look cool.
Look fucking perfect. And it's not that much different from what we got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's just like little things that go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, from the waist up, it looks good. But minus the colors, like I wish it would brighten up those fucking colors. I don't know why shit's so bronze.
Yep.
Yeah, but like I said, all I can do is lengthen that skirt, and I'll be all right. And the boots, take care of that. You'll be good to go.
I heard a lot of people bitching about the tiara. I was like, do y'all really give a fuck about that?
Fine.
They were talking about how it's upside down. I was just like, really? Is that what we're going to bitch about in that fucking costume? It's the fucking tiara. I don't give a fuck about her tiara being upside down.
Talk about that shirt-ass skirt.
Jesus Christ, man. Come on.
Talking about the goddamn tiara. Okay.
I was talking to somebody, and he was just like, don't that tiara irk you? I was just like, that's the least of my fucking problem with that costume. That tiara looks fine. Okay. Really? We gonna bitch about the tiara. Oh my god. I don't get you guys sometimes.
Yeah, I don't get that shit either.
Yeah, but my man Steve, and this is going back to our Hercules review. He says, I actually really like this film a lot. Loved your guys' review too. Too, guys. I thought you guys were very fair. Even even on Corey and Tommy's review, I thought they exaggerated just a little bit much. Shit, they exaggerate every goddamn thing. Come on. They exaggerate every goddamn thing. I mean, it's, I think, matter of fact, they live on exaggeration. Come on, Corey. And if you hear a story from Corey, I'm going to tell you right now, half of it is exaggerated, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because he never gets shit right. Oh, no, sorry. I didn't hear him tell, what's that story of DJ Miles doing push-ups and shit? That story is exaggerated like a motherfucker, because I was there when DJ was doing it, and he wasn't doing it. He was doing it because people, he didn't tell people he was doing it for some chick or whatever, but DJ Miles was doing it because he just got done doing a gig for them, and he was pumped up because it was his first time doing it and shit for him. So he just like, I'm so amped right now, I feel like doing push-ups and stuff like that. And I was like, every time I hear Corey tell that story, he keeps saying, oh, he's whining over some bitch or something like that. I feel bad for D. He getting a bad name. I fucking say. Corey is not helping that dude at all. But he says, why do you guys think critics are being hard on this film?
Simple. Burt Ratner.
Burt Ratner.
Yeah. There's a lot of bias towards him, man. Because I had a lot of bias towards him. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't have any bias towards him because I don't like any of them fucking X-Men movies. So I didn't. That's for me. I don't have any bias against him. I just think Brett Ratner is a bad director, but that doesn't mean anyone can come out and do good. I mean, we've seen that with plenty of movies. I keep going back to Data. Edge of Tomorrow is definitely one of them.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I can't remember the director's name for that, but the movies, if you look off his track list of them, you're looking like, what the fuck?
That would be Doug Liman.
Yeah, Doug Liman, yeah, whatever. You look at his track record and you'd be like, he makes some either generic to bullshit movies. And Edge of Tomorrow, man, he really went out the box with that. So I was...
shit, look at Roland Emmerich, man. He did a fucking Anonymous, which is pretty good at.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that Cody just summed it up. Just Brett Ratner. That's it.
Yeah.
I had a guy tell me, he was just like, The Rock cannot act. There's nothing charismatic about him. I was just like, oh.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
He's the most charismatic man in Hollywood. Shit, what the hell are you talking about? He was like, he looks like some big dumb muscle guy. I was just like,
okay,
all right, man. I can see me and you ain't gonna like each other. So,
no.
No matter what I tell you and shit like that. By the way, this is coming from a guy that likes Stallone as well and shit like that. So I'm just like,
can't take his opinion for face value.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, you know what? The Expendables 2, 3 movie might be good now that it's PG-13 if they can do this what they did with Hercules. I'm just looking at him like, all right, man. all right, man. Coming from our 75th anniversary Batman show.
Batman.
Fuck you, old theme song. Batman. Lance Garrison, he says, damn, all this Batman. I absolutely can't get enough.
Goddamn right.
Man, I was so lost on Batman, I didn't even know where to pick up after. I was like, I thought I had this scheduled out. Shit. Why didn't you guys go over all the animated feats? Because we would have been here for a fucking another hour. That's why.
I thought we did, didn't we?
We brought up some of them. I know Under the Red Hood was definitely one. We brought up
some of the films. Okay.
Yeah, the animated features.
Okay.
We kind of glanced over them during some of the movies, like Year One and shit. Like, we brought up some of them, and I thought it would have just took another hour to do that. And that was our fourth fucking, I think that was the last one we did, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I think it was nothing. Movie Spoilers was the last one we did.
Oh, okay, because I was about to say, I was getting tired.
I was exhausted that last podcast. I'm like, fuck, I didn't hear it too in the beginning.
Jesus Christ.
I was out of it, man.
By the time we got to that Batman one, we were halfway through it, I was just like, realized, man, I ain't got nothing. I got nothing. Oh shit! But especially when we was on Batman Forever for that long too, I was just like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, we kind of dragged this out longer than we needed to. but yeah, and plus I figured it's best we not tend to go in that because we're gonna be doing most of that on Darkness at the movie, so that's where we're gonna head with that one. But Cynthia says, she said, Do you guys think the audience would ever accept moving away from this Batman we all know and love and move into a Batman Beyond era?
No.
Yeah, I would say no. That's a simple question, Cynthia. No.
I love Bruce Wayne too much. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, as long as Bruce Wayne is still making that that cheddar, no. It's never gonna happen. Mm-mm. And I wouldn't even say necessarily, oh, Warner Brothers don't want to spend the... Well, they probably don't want to take the money with that risky project, but at the same time, it probably would cost money, but as you can tell from Warner Brothers' budgets, they personally don't give a shit about budget.
Yeah.
When you spend $250 million on fucking Superman Returns, I mean... Yeah. That shows me you didn't get... Where the fuck did that money go to? That's a lot of fucking money. When you spend a lot of money in Green Lantern suit...
Like that fucking mask.
Yeah, that tells me you don't give a fuck about your budget, but I don't think that... I think they took chance with that because those were more licensed property of knowing, and Batman Beyond is just something that...
Yeah, Warner Brothers looked at it right now, they're like, shit, we already took enough risks.
Funny thing is, though, that Superman made his money back, though.
Yeah, more.
Especially worldwide, too.
Yeah.
And then they had, the success of, like, Gravity and, Godzilla and shit, so, I mean...
Yeah, people tend to forget, man, Superman is still opening up with fucking $116 million, man.
And if I'm not mistaken, they had the Lego movie this year as well, too.
Yes, they did.
So...
They're not hurting, that's pretty much sure.
So, if they wanted to take chances, I wouldn't see the problem with doing that, I mean... And I think, if anything, proved the point of, you don't have to spend over $200 million as Guardians of the fucking Galaxy.
Yeah, exactly.
All the marketing they did for that movie and stuff that they did, 170, that's impressive.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, so go ahead and make that Batman Beyond or whatever, and may put all that, put Kavinsky in as the soundtrack, and then there you go, man.
Oh, shit. Sold.
I can see that now, where they can do that intro video up in one of them Batman Beyond clubs and shit like that. You see,
oh, God.
You see the animated version of Kavinsky in the background shit. Oh shit, that'd be awesome. Actually, let me shut the fuck up now before I get my hopes off for something that ain't never gonna happen. But please, Warren, but get him while he's still alive. Vince, he ain't got that much years on him.
He's fucking 75 or
shit. Man, when he's getting chased by the cops and every goddamn bit, I mean, shit, he ain't got much to go on. Shit. Cody, he can only run away for so long, man. I mean, shit. That car's gonna run out of gas sooner or later. David, he says, what is your favorite aspect of Batman? To steal a line from Nightwing, you know what I love most about hanging out with you? It's the toys. I just love every single gadget Batman may pull out of that belt.
It's a good question right here.
My favorite aspect of Batman, huh? I know my favorite aspect of Batman. Being a character without powers, he's always three steps ahead of the superpower beings.
That's a good one.
Okay. I love that aspect about it. Every time I watch the Justice League with him in it, I just always looked how he was just... Even when all the superpower beings are down, when they fought Brainiac or something like that, I'd be like, Batman's still moving, though. Batman kick his ass, man. He's just like, why am I cheering for this now? I know he can't really do it. So, that's my favorite aspect.
My favorite aspect is whether or not he's actually psychotic. He's always crossing that line. This motherfucker goes out at night dressed in a fucking bat costume.
Especially in the... Putting
people in hospitals left and right.
I think the one that really questioned it was The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, exactly.
That one really questioned
it. You gotta think to yourself, man, is this guy, is he great for the city? And is he honestly doing the right thing? You know? Mm-hmm. And, shit, what was that? What else I was gonna say? Fuck, I was just thinking of something I totally forgot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I...
Yeah. Yeah, mine is obviously, I just love the fact that he's always, mainly that's his superpower. I guess that can go back into his craziness too, whatever and shit. He's a paranoid fuck, and as he should be, because he can't dodge bullets or nothing like that, so. Let's get into some movie spoilers questions here, whatever. We got Cynthia, she says, since you guys love the Fast and Furious franchise so much, fuck you, Cynthia. How do you guys feel about Iggy Azalea joining the next installment? I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a quarter of a fuck.
What the fuck? Why would you ask this? like we give a shit.
Iggy Azalea.
People, if you don't know who that is, it's some Australian rapper.
Yeah, girl. This girl look like Martin Wayne's white chicks.
Yeah. how the fuck we supposed to like? And I heard about that too. Vin Diesel making that. Oh, he's gonna make a cameo, and it's just like, if people getting excited about that, then you can go to hell with this franchise. Seriously.
That's about on par with Ja Rule being in the first one.
Oh Jesus Christ, he was in the first one, right? That's on par with Ludacris being in all of them. I can't believe people think Ludacris and Tyrese are funny.
People actually think they can act.
Corey.
Hey, man, yeah, that was crazy. That dude was funny, man. Really?
Okay, nigga, come on. I know you want to give black people all the credit in the world, but goddamn it, come on.
Yeah, Jesus, man. I'm with you on that one, man. I can't do it.
No, for God, no. Lance Garrison, he says, holy shit, is it true you guys did 4 podcasts back-to-back this past weekend? How the hell is that possible?
Alcohol. It's the only way.
That is the only way. My brother Lance, alcohol, and I'm just going to refer to that. Ashley replies to that. She says, thank you guys for all the content. It surely was action-packed.
Goddamn right.
You're damn straight. Would have been nice to get a video review of you guys, though. How about it? Do you guys think you'll ever transition a podcast over to video?
I wouldn't say it's out of the question.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's out of the question either. Once I get some camera equipment, then yeah, I would go ahead and jump into that.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to do some later this year when we take a little road trip.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Especially if CJ brings his black ass down. But,
definitely get his black ass on camera. Come on now. You know he ain't coming or whatever. But you know what? Matter of fact, I need to talk to you about that. Something happened on the other people's side of that thing, whatever. So we got to still see if we can do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same incident as yours, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow.
It's shocking, too. Like,
it's in the air, apparently.
I just found that out, 3 days ago. And I was just like, God damn, first cutting out, what the fuck?
Jay, I don't feel so bad now. I'm not alone.
I was like, Jesus. I was like, okay, I guess I'm next now. How the hell did this happen?
We need to make this a movie right now, damn.
So you really could. To be honest, you really could. Like, and by the way, they're in Italy when it happened.
Oh God.
Yeah. Paris, France. So, you know, travel on there. So I'm like, I was like, wow, that happened in the most romantic. Okay, oh.
Wow. Okay. Damn, that doesn't compare to mine at all.
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah. I don't know if it's up in air. My fiance said it's still good to go. I was just like, you sure about that?
Shit, man, that's rough. I thought I had a bad damn.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but we'll talk about that, though. But, yeah, that was... It was, right after yours. I was like, holy shit, dude. These motherfuckers couldn't wait 2 weeks apart. They had to wait in the same week and shit.
Taking my spotlight.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are y'all trying to one-up one another or some shit? Damn. All right. Let me get into our last final question we got here. And that's from Guardians of the Galaxy. Which I'm still waiting on CJ to send me that over, but I guess that'll never fucking happen.
He did send that shit to Wayne, right?
I haven't heard anything about it.
Oh,
Wayne has not told me anything. I haven't heard anything from CJ, so.
Okay.
You can see why I did my own now. Norris, this is the last question we got here, people. Norris, he says, you bring up a great point, P1, and this is also my favorite part of the Marvel films. Every director they get always seem to add their own flair to the film and never feels like the studio is involved. What director would you like to see direct a Marvel or DC property and add their own style to that property?
That's a good question.
Well, I got my wish with James Gunn.
Got anybody else?
Huh. I mean, we've seen the Nolan take. We've seen a James Gunn take. We've seen a Josh Whedon take.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a Zack Snyder take Fat Matthews. He's yeah. just curious how that would work out. What's his name? That did The Incredibles.
Oh man, that was you just stole one of my answers.
What the fuck is his name? Brad Bird. Yeah, Brad Bird. Yeah, I would love to see him get on a live action property now.
Yeah, I think he'd be perfect for fucking Superman.
Oh yeah, me. I think I threw it out there for Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd also be great for that as well.
I mean, he pretty much did a Fantastic Four movie and a much better job at that. He just switched the roles of their powers and shit. So,
tell me.
It'd be nice to get one decent Fantastic. I mean, at least one. God damn it. Every property has to have at least one, right?
Yeah.
Right? I'd like to believe there's one good property of everything out there. We got a Blade. We got a Spider-Man. We got an X-Men. We got if you want to count Superman and Batman, because we got the Guardians, we got the Avengers. I mean, we got a good property for everything right about now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
except for Green Lantern and still waiting on that.
Wonder Woman, that never fucking.
Wonder
happened.
Woman, Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people. They really want to see that fucking Deadpool movie. I'm kind of in the vein of do I really want to see that?
I do.
I do too,
I love to see it. But
at the same time, I kind of don't.
Why is that?
I don't know why. It's just I feel like I don't think that property is in the right hands, to be honest.
You don't think so?
No.
Because I heard that script they had I think it's still online. Actually, was pretty fucking fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about scripts though. Reading a script right. and seeing it translated on screen can be two totally different fucking things. I know there's a lot of people always raving about scripts and reading them. I'm just kind of like, yeah, I don't need to read it. I'll wait till the movie sees on screen or whatever, because you can definitely read something that could be fucking damn near great. Such as, I didn't know that, what's her name? Amethyst Chaos. She's always telling me how some of these young adult novels are so good and shit like that. But then she says when they translate the screen or they look so much like shit, so.
My dream director would be, I'm pretty sure I mentioned it before, Gareth Evans.
On Batman.
Yes. Not even just Batman. I think he'd be perfect for shit like Iron Fist.
Blade.
Blade he'd be great for.
Daredevil.
Yeah. See Daredevil.
He'd be great for a lot of things.
Batman. Yeah, but particularly Batman. Especially since I never got that. Master martial artist Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see.
I've been clamoring after for so fucking long. Man. And you really think you was gonna get it with Batman Begins, and you see it, you just like, oh,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'm not gonna get it. according to Z, he got it with the Joker. I don't see how, but you know,
that wasn't really a fight.
No, a lot of times we gotta go over that. It's not a fight actually, but hey, okay, to each his own, I guess.
Yeah, but quick side note, speaking of scripts, I remember you mentioning a woman wrote the Guardian script, correct?
Yeah, I forgot her name already. It was first-time director. I mean, writer.
Yeah, but I read an article, I think it was yesterday, actually. That script that she made was actually primarily rewritten. And that script was, like, almost completely different from the one we actually got. Did you know about that?
Yeah, I heard about that, and I don't know who did the write-ups on it. Was it James Gunn or her? That's why.
No, it was another guy.
Was it another guy? Because he's not credited for shit.
Yeah, this is what I was going to say. He's not credited in the movie. So.
Mm.
So, yeah, a lot of her ideas kind of went out the window.
So I wonder who that other person was, then.
I forgot the name, but, yeah.
You sure ain't the other way around? He threw his ideas out the window? I wonder what he said or did to not get credited for that, then.
I don't know.
Did he pull some bullshit where he's like, I'm above that mouse or whatever? And what did you say? Oh, shit, how did you get in here? It's not important. Nobody is above the mouse. Nobody. I shine my big-ass yellow shoe just to boot you out this building right now. Hey, I just want you to know, Mickey, I'm on your side 100% right now, so don't ever pop up behind me, boot me in the ass, okay? you ready to get in some box office talk, though?
Yeah, let's do it.
We actually kind of got through those questions pretty quickly, too, so.
Yeah, we did.
So, number five. Huh. I guess it's not a big shock, then. It should be at number five now. I mean, you got about four new movies that came out in the past 2 weeks. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Brought in $8.7 million. Million of them things. Its budget was $170 million. It grossed domestically $189.3 million. So $19 million over its budget. Okay. Overseas, $258 million. Worldwide, $447 million.
It should finish around plus 200, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll get to 200 by probably next week, to be honest. It's only 10 million away, and today's not over yet, so the weekend tally is not done. So it should get to 200 million. I don't know how the studios are with that, because I haven't heard any expectations or if they're happy or satisfied with that. So.
Right.
So I don't know what the expectations on that was. So I'm just going to assume that I'm sure they're happy about this because it's doing great. Great word of mouth. I don't know how this is doing compared to the first one, though. So
right.
I think the first one might have made more, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So I don't know if that could be a letdown to them or something like that. But, yeah, we'll see how that works out when we get to that part of the world, that part of the Guardians, that part of Cody's like, where the fuck you taking this? number four film right now, Hercules. Brought in $10.7 million. That's a huge drop off from number 10. Brought in $52.3 million overseas, $56.5 million worldwide, $108 million. The budget on that was $100 million. I don't know how that is for them.
Yeah.
That's a. They can probably bring in domestically maybe 20 million more.
Yeah.
That's about it. So they were in around 70. I guess worldwide that'd be happy for them, but I don't know how domestically. Once again, I don't know what their expectation on this film was too either though. So.
Right.
See that, people? When you don't have expectations, you can't call it a. It's actually got a 62% on Rotten Tomatoes, though, so.
Oh, a bit higher than I was expecting.
Yeah. The number three film, Get On Up. Get On Up. Get On Up. We're like a sex machine. We're going, Get On Up. $14 million, which I'm assuming is, I don't know the budget on that, but I'm assuming that's probably half his budget.
I can't imagine it's being costing that much.
No, I don't imagine it costs anything at all, to be honest with you. Unless they just decided to pay Viola Davis a lot, but other than that, you can get her black ass for cheap now by just CGing her with Cicely Tyson or something like that. But I don't think that's no shocker there. I think this movie was a fool to go up against it. Actually, no, it's not a fool to go because number three, I thought it would have been number two at least, but it looked like number two got put down the Lucy. And that movie seemed to be doing extremely well. Brought in $18.2 million. The budget on that was $40 million. And domestically, dude, it's grossed $79.5 million. $5 million overseas, $84.6 million worldwide.
Mr. Bassan can scoff at that.
If I'm not mistaken, no, I was about to say his last movie didn't really do that great. So, but yeah, you know, I think obviously that movie was riding off Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
I don't think there's nothing else for that movie that was riding off, because the damn show wasn't Busan, because his last movie, 3 Days to Kill, if I'm not mistaken, that opened up at number 4 or 5.
Yeah, I kind of remember.
Yeah, so I don't think nobody gives a fuck about Luke Busan. Matter of fact, I don't even remember Luke Busan's name being marketed that much in that movie.
No, me neither.
So, you know what?
People said, oh, yeah, it's a Luke Basama. I was like, oh, really?
Oh, okay. Fuck that movie. That movie's fucked.
Yeah.
But the number one film, which even blew our expectations, because I said 60 million, 60, oh, 70 million.
I didn't know that,
yeah. Yeah, they probably should have released this in May now, so it could have continued on with that streak or whatever. But Guardians of the fucking Galaxy brought in $94 million even.
Mightily impressive.
That is some impressive shit for this, as people were calling unknown property.
Mm-hmm.
Unknown property that everybody loved. I mean, it's got about. But you know what? Domestically, it's not doing. Well, you know what? It didn't get released worldwide overseas yet. So I guess that don't really matter yet. But domestically, it only made $66.4 million. And it was only released in like 10 countries or something like that. So.
Yeah.
Worldwide, 160.4 million. So,
nice.
I think they're going to have their money back by next week. I think after
that they will.
They're only $70 million away from their budget, and worldwide, they already pretty much got their money. So, I mean, hey, man, if that don't give you enough credibility to say, hey, you can make space movies now, shit, then I don't know what is, because that exceeded my expectations of what I thought it was going to do, and hey, goddamn, I'm very happy to see that now.
See, DC, it could be done.
Green Lantern, man. Just
be done.
Just throwing that out there, man. Just green, give the people what they want to see. Green Lantern space. That's what we want to see.
Yes.
I've been begging for that movie for fucking before that movie even came out. But, you know, hey, mm-hmm. You want to make Green Lantern with the Flash, and I guess, man. Yeah. Hey, are you excited about that in any more?
Man, it could go either way.
No. It's like, do you have any intentions of wanting to see Green Lantern team with Flash, or would you rather see their own properties?
On paper, it sounded like it could be cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, when it comes to realization,
I fantasy and realization. Everything Guardians was all about. Yeah.
So yeah. If Batman and Superman turns out awesome, maybe I have a bit more enthusiasm, but right now,
yeah,
I don't know.
And everybody knows I love Green Lantern, one of my favorite characters and shit like that. I never really cared about the Green Lantern Flash team up that much. I like seeing it in the Justice League cartoons and stuff like that, but those were for like brief seconds and stuff. But I don't know how I feel about a whole movie dedicated to just them two.
It makes sense for them, because they can just knock them out with the, I guess it's not really a solo movie, but it's them two, so you just have them both in one movie. It'd be easy to just do it that way, you know?
You think they can do the Guardians route, though, and just do the whole movie as one and just start off from there?
Yeah, they could, man. Like I said, it's not out of the realm of possibility for it to work or not. If people care about it, I don't see how a problem working, but you don't know. I don't know about that, you know.
Yeah. The reason why I said the team in Guardians was better than the Avengers is because we've seen the solo movies of those characters in Avengers, so we know what their characteristics are and shit. So for Guardians, I think it was more funner to realize, because you're wondering, when you hear these people in the trailer being named off, it's like, how are these people going to get together to work together?
Yeah, but see, the thing about the Guardians and the Avengers, Guardians, they're always associated with that team. You don't really hear people talking about, you know, Star-Lord or Gamora or Drax or Rocket Raccoon outside of Guardians, you know, as opposed to, you know, like Thor.
Well, Star-Lord and Drax and them, yeah. Star-Lord had a long run before he teamed up with the Guardians, if anything.
Right. No, I get that. I'm just saying.
The general audience.
Yeah, he's probably associated with Guardians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to everybody else, you know, people know them out, really know them outside of, you know, the whole Avengers thing.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why it would be even easier for DC to do that then, because we already know all these characters.
Mm-hmm. Correct. That's true.
But then again, I really would like to see a Green Lantern origin. I mean, done right.
Yeah.
So, I kind of want to see that. I'm not going to lie. I would kill for that. I mean, I'm waiting for the Sinestro and shit like that and all that. But, I don't know. At this point, I'm just going to take it as it comes. It don't look like you're going to get what you're going to ask for here, but yeah. Whatever.
I'm in the same boat.
Got some Blu-ray releases, man.
Blu-ray.
Hey, man. We've been talking about CJ, but you ready for CJ's movie called Bears? That sweet little documentary by John C. Reilly?
The fuck is this?
It's CJ's movie.
Bears?
Yeah. You like those animal nature movies, right?
No.
you was the one clamoring to see Walking with Dinosaurs in theaters, right? You wanted to see that, didn't you?
I love me some dinosaurs. I was clamoring to see that shit.
you like when these actors get to narrating these animal movies, right? You like Morgan Freeman, right?
Yeah, I love Morgan Freeman. In his limited range.
Oh, chocolate chip stain ass face, nigga. People are like, oh, don't say that about Morgan. It's like, man, I'm sorry, man. I love Morgan too. I love Morgan too. He's a legend, but goddamn, is he half-assed and lazy now or what?
This dude just phoning it in. Let's be real, people.
He really is just phoning it in. I mean, there's nothing coming from this guy no more. I'm just like, man, come on, try at least. stop doing this to me. Next movie, Muppets Most Wanted. Which I thought was better than the first one, but I still didn't really give a shit about it.
Exactly. Yeah, give a fuck about the Muppets, period.
Yeah, same.
Never have. Probably never will, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is some shit when I was a child, and I never want to go back to, okay? That's why I don't know why people are losing their shit over that Reading Rainbow shit. I'm just like, okay, y'all grown-ass men and women now. I fucking read by now. Man, that nostalgia, man, that shit can kill you. I'm sorry.
Nostalgia, man, yeah.
When you talk about you clamoring for a Muppets movie or you want to see these movies get made or you donating over $1 million to fucking see Reading Rainbow come back and shit, I'm just like, all right, man, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Fucking E-Man and all that shit.
Yeah, or you want to see, I hate to even throw this out, you were talking about, when they going to make a... another Rugrats movie or a SpongeBob or something like that, going back to the Nickelodeon, then I'm just like, eh. Okay.
Yeah, I saw a new SpongeBob trailer.
That shit look horrible. I fucking hate SpongeBob with a passion.
I used to love it back in the day.
Man, I can't stand that goddamn show. I can't stand that fucking show, but man, yeah, that nostalgia, man. I can tell you right now, I don't have any nostalgia for any of that shit, dude. When people say you want to go back and, like, you remember those old good games on the Coleco and Sega Genesis and shit like that? And I'll be like, and I'm glad I got an Xbox and PS4, right? So I don't have to go back.
Got my Gears of War right here. I'm good.
Like I've told Cody before, man, playing Grand Theft Auto 5, I've gone back to Grand Theft Auto 3. That game looked like shit.
Yeah, it looks like shit. It plays like shit. Like, come on, man.
It's clunky as
fuck. Obviously, that game was groundbreaking for its time, yeah.
Yeah, that is clunky as fuck. It is clunky as fuck. I was like, I can't play this shit. I'm sorry. It was great when it came out, but goddamn.
Yeah.
It's not great right now. Goddamn. No, do I want to go back to playing original Super Mario? Hell no. I mean, why do I have to do that when they make new ones? That's just the same damn thing.
Yeah, the ones that we make every fucking 6 months. Yeah.
Which, by the way, they failing even now. And another movie, A Haunted House 2.
Oh,
you know what? I don't like this fucking movie, but you know what? Fuck you people. You gave Anchorman 2 a pass. I could have sworn I saw almost the same goddamn shit in that movie. Only thing I didn't see in Anchorman 2 was Will Ferrell fucking a doll. Instead, he was trying to fuck a black woman and made a 20-minute black joke with her. So I don't know which one is worth, to be honest.
Yeah.
So,
I'm so lucky to have seen none of these movies.
You really are. You really are. You really are lucky. Yes, I'm very proud of you, too, for that matter, you son of a bitch. You did have to see Transformers, though, so that makes up for it.
Fuck you.
And the last movie, man, one of my favorites of the year, too, it's A Lock.
Oh, okay.
That Tom Hardy film where he's just driving on the phone talking about, hello, mate. Yes, I'll be home in a couple seconds. Let me just hang up on you real quick. I got nothing on another line right now. Damn, the intensity of that phone call.
So can you actually understand him in there as opposed to that Mad Max trailer? I don't know what the fuck he was saying in there.
He was talking in there? Oh.
Again, he grumbled something. I don't know what the fuck he was saying.
Oh. I couldn't see shit with all the shit blowing up in it. Okay, you say so, Cody.
I don't know what the hell he said, but it was something.
Yeah, okay. I saw shit blowing up. I didn't hear no talking. He probably was saying something. I thought it was a radio call. Hey, man, upcoming movies, man. I got something that I know you excited for, man. We're going to see it together. We're going to have a good time. Upcoming movies, Step Up All In, baby.
Yes.
That is the franchise we've been waiting for, my friend.
Cannot wait.
It's been released overseas already, and it's got 57% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You know it's not dropping from there.
Oh, wait a minute. Not even just overseas. It's got some releases out here. I see Variety did a cover on it. They gave it a positive, man.
Nice.
Nice, man. I can't wait now.
Step up.
step up, baby. You think this is the last one? It's the last one, baby. This is the last one, man. It's
This is going to be the Avengers, man. The step up franchise, man.
Man, it's already, it already is. What are you talking about, man? Come on, it's better than the Avengers. Let's be real.
Wait for it, people.
I'm telling you, man, we got Ryan Guzman. Matter of fact, we, and the main chick is the chick from Step Up 2. She's making a comeback.
You know, we'll complete this movie.
Yeah.
It's a entertainment appearance at the end.
Man, I'm telling you, dude, they need to get, they need to get this dude, Ryan Guzman, who can't dance for shit from the last movie when I saw him in. They need to get the chick that played Taylor, oh, no, not, what was his name? Channing Tatum's sister, who's going to be in this movie, need to have her, Moose, and Channing Tatum have a dance off, three of them.
Man. Ugh.
It's going to be perfect, right?
Oh, God.
I want them, I want Moose, the chick from Step Up 2, and Channing Tatum to show this new guy, Ryan Guzman, from the last film, and the other guy that's in here as well from the last one, to show them what the old Step Up was like, you know?
God, God, why are you not writing this? Cinematic goal right there.
I'm just telling you, dude. I want to be, and I want it to be called Old School versus New School, Step Up, Revolutionist.
Man. Yeah. I can't take myself.
Hey, man, but it's all in, dude. Like, the name of it's all in, dude. All man, in.
It's hitting my soul right now.
Hey, by the way, let me hit your soul one more time. First time director doing this as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Trish C. It's a female, man. Too. Trish C. Female, yeah.
This is just hitting all my switches right now, man. Every single one of them.
I'm telling you, hey, this is the year of female directors and writers. I'm telling you.
Such a great time for Hollywood, man.
I'm telling you, man. I really hope they get the chick that did on worked on Guardians of the Galaxy, too. They get her to write it, dude. What I'm talking about, already write it. You know what? Let me just read the sentence for you. In the next exciting chapter of the international phenomenon. Oh, my God.
Yes. God can't write this phenomenon.
Dude, they just used half my name right there, dude. So this is telling me something right now. This is telling me.
It's a sign, man. It's a sign.
This is a sign, dude. I can't wait. I'm excited, dude.
Damn. I'm pumped.
Is this going to be in 3D, man. Dude? Is this going to be in 3D? That's all I don't know.
Shit, man. When's the last one in 3D?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, that, come on, it has to, man. IMAX 3D, it has to happen.
Dude, we seen this together?
I think we have to, man.
Opening day, okay, thank God. Yes, yeah. Can't wait. We're going to have that dance battle at the end of it, too.
Get
together and have a dance battle with everybody, man. I can't wait, I'm pumped. Fuck this other movie, man.
I don't even fucking dance, so we have a dance battle.
Nice! That's what I'm talking about now, man. Shit, you know what? Let's get into some bullshit-ass movies now. Let's go ahead and just talk about trailer talk now with Ninja Turtles, because this ain't got shit on Step Up. Let's be real.
What does?
Yeah, but trailer time, people, with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Step Up. That's my movie, baby. I'm pumped. Oh, Nickelodeon movies. Oh. You know they track record.
Surveillance is showing heavy Foot Clan activity.
Damn, they still calling him the Foot in this movie? I always hated that name, the Foot.
This is our city. That's what I'm talking about. Like shadows in the night, completely unseen.
What was that? It's a camera flash.
Give me the camera.
Oh, look, he's doing his Batman voice.
Back off, Rat.
Do not say a word about this to anyone. If you do, we will find you.
Yeah, we'll find you. I'm sorry, that came across super creepy, okay? That's, we will find you, though.
My sons, I have trained you your whole lives to protect the city above. But I fear you are not ready for its greatest threat.
We're taking your armor to the next level.
I'm still not sold on Splinter, man.
Four turtles, one's fighting a robot samurai.
He summed that up perfectly. Four turtles fighting a robot samurai. I mean, shit. Trained by a rat. Trained by a rat, Cody. I just want you to think about that, though.
Yes. Yeah,
just
let that sink in.
That's stupid. They're turtles.
Is there anything else we should know about them?
I just want to sum that up for you one more time, Cody. They're faux turtles fighting a robotic samurai trained by a rat.
Yep.
I just want to sum that up for you one more time, though. Faux turtles fighting a robotic samurai trained by a rat.
And they like to eat pizza.
And talk about their teenagers. Cowabunga and shit like that. I mean, seriously, what were you bitching about? Jesus Christ, man. How can you sit up here and complain about this shit? Oh, they're going to ruin this. I'm telling you, dude, Cody, we just said it. Nostalgia will fuck you up sometimes, dude. I'm telling you.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Because this shit I don't get, man. I'm like, the turtle's already fucking ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah, what about this trailer just, like, so out of boundaries for them, the fanboys? Like, I really don't understand.
You asked a good damn goddamn question right there. What is it about this trailer that takes them out of boundaries with saying, this just looks bad in so many ways, whatever. Oh, they're going to fuck my child. They're going to rape my childhood and fuck. I'm just like, all right, man. Here we go with this raping a childhood shit again. Like,
always. Love throwing that phrase around.
Always raping childhoods and shit. Hey, Green Lantern was one of my favorite superheroes, but it ain't rape my fucking childhood, goddamn. Batman and Robin was fucking horrible. Didn't rape my goddamn childhood, though. Jesus Christ. Spider-Man. Love Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2 damn sure didn't rape my childhood and shit. So, I don't get where these properties that come out like this. And it's the thing. It's either two properties. It's always a superhero property that don't do it. But then there's this other property from the 80s or something like that where people just, they hold like some kind of grip to it that they can't let go. And when it gets remade or something like that with updated technology, it's just like, oh, they're going to take everything I loved about that thing away. And I'm just looking at this trailer like, to me, it looked better.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, the turtles look like the fucking turtles to me, man.
The fuck you want them to look like?
Yeah. I don't talk about, like, the faces. I'm just talking about just the way they act. Like, yeah, those, from what I can remember, man, those are fucking turtles.
Man, we talk about looks all the time on this show, whatever. Does it matter about the looks or about the personality of the people?
Yeah.
Well, we said that recently with World War Z. The zombies look like shit, but when we saw the movie, those zombies were effective.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Were they not effective, though? Like, I was scared out of my shit for them. I don't know about you, Cody, were you?
They were very effective.
Hell yeah. When they running in packs like that, I'm like, come on now, y'all. Y'all can't tell me that ain't effective. Fuck what they look like, shit.
Yeah.
So, you got this many damn things crowding up on each other, chasing you in a small hallway like that? Oh, dude, I'm shitting my pants, dude. And the same thing goes here. Shit. Hey, so what if it doesn't look like them? Obviously, it's not going to look like them. They can't recapture the same moment what they look like from them shitty-ass comic books or that shitty-ass cartoon
like,
they had.
Like, you guys really want those fucking rubber suits back? Like, people, do you really want that back?
Vanilla Ice. Somebody told me that the soundtrack looked horrible. I was like, Vanilla Ice. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, they have that shitty song out right now. But damn, like, do you guys not remember the past?
I mean, like, you sound like you have, like, expectations and shit. I'm just like, did people... I want to ask you this, Cody. Maybe you remember more than I do. Did people like those movies?
People like the first one a lot.
Okay, because I was about to... I watched the first one. I remember rewatching the first one. I didn't give two shits about it.
I mean, it was whatever. It was okay.
Yeah.
It had those little moments where it was, like, a bit more adult-oriented,
mm-hmm.
which was cool. But other than that, it was like, swear, because like I said, I never give a shit about the Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm. So. And I watched them every day. I've seen and it's not like I watched the cartoon religiously or anything like that. I watched it because it was on that range of when the cartoons come on, and I didn't want to change the channel. Mm-hmm. So I watched it. I got it. I seen him even team up with the Power Rangers and shit in one point. So I mean, when they teamed up with the Zeo Rangers and shit. No, not the In Space Rangers. So, you know, I didn't seen it. I didn't seen it done it or whatever. And watching this, I'm just like, to me, the trailer looked fucking fine, if you ask me.
Yeah, especially now you guys are getting actual fight scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't seen TV spots like with the end, I guess it's the end fight with Shredder.
Mm-hmm.
It's badass.
It does. I think it does for me.
Yeah, it shows all mobile now and shit. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
He looks threatening now. He looks threatening now. He don't like wearing fucking hockey pads and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. Personally, for me, I don't have any expectations going in the film. Yeah. I'm just expecting just another fun summer. I mean, if I can get on the level of Hercules with this movie, I'll be fine.
I'd be perfectly satisfied with that.
I would be perfectly satisfied with whatever. Like I said, I don't have anything going into this movie. I don't have any wagers or hoping it's going to be a good movie or anything like that. But if it comes out like Hercules, if it pushes the edge of tomorrow, Guardians of the Galaxy level, I'll be even more impressed. But if it just hits Hercules or something like that, I will be fucking perfectly satisfied with that. I'd be like, hey, it's a rent it, see it. But goddamn it wasn't as horrible as everybody was summing it up to be. That's my expectations for it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
And it might, and you know, to be honest, it might even be forgettable, but it could still be good. Because mm-hmm. I don't even remember anything about Hercules, to be honest.
I remember those shitty ass effects at the end.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, all I remember is a rock big ass holding his fist up in the air. So that's all I. Because the only reason I remember that is because I listened to our podcast we did, and I just remember me saying I want to hang from that arm and just be like, yeah. Right. So that's the only thing I remember about that shit. Awesome. Yeah. So hey, you know what? You want to do something fun? You want to predict some ratings that you might give it?
I'm gonna predict. I'm predicting we're both probably coming around a rent. High rent.
Yeah, you know, I was just about to say, if I got to predict it from what I'm seeing so far, I think I might give it a rent. So, we'll see next week, man, when that comes in. Let's see if it goes to a see it or a fuck it.
We'll see.
Oh, man. We'll see. If it gets a fuck it, dude, you know we ain't never going to hear the end of that shit.
Yeah, you know we not.
So, you know what? On that note, this has been movie. I'm going to edit this part out. This has been Movie Spoilers episode 122. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And we will catch you people next week when we do Ninja Turtles. Or actually, The Darkness.
That's right.
Yeah, so later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
They're talking about you, boy, but you're still the same.